For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, we'll do our best to answer it. Final hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at themancavestore.com. Full phone lines. Let's start with Chuck in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good.
I had to get a call in because my family put me on probation for my month tomorrow because it's my 60th birthday. They said I couldn't get excited about Sports Talk Radio. Yeah, it's crazy, but they know I get excited and like to call and listen. They told me I was on probation tomorrow. But my question is, why in this country, and in sports in particular, do we procrastinate and wait for the last bit to try to do something? Why do we wait till the fourth quarter to blame somebody when you are holding and throwing interceptions and fumbling all the first three quarters? Why do we wait till the eighth and ninth inning and say you blew the game when you should have did what you're supposed to do the first few innings? Mm. And the same thing in life. We don't work Monday through Thursday, and then Friday we try to get a report out. It's ridiculous. And this for you, Randy. And one more thing.
Okay.
Why did I have to deal with a better-looking Matt Ryan with a stronger chin but the same result? Y'all have a good one.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Think Kirk Cousins better-looking than Matt Ryan.
Really?
Now, I will say deadlines spur action.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we wait till the end.
Right.
I was just reading a story about how Phil Knight probably would have gone with a different logo for Nike other than the swoosh.
Right.
If he would have had more time, but he was up against it and they had to meet some order of 3,000 shoes that he couldn't even afford to get made in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, screw it. Take this logo. He paid some design student $35 to make that design. Now, I have to hope she got some kickback on that. But if it wouldn't have been for the deadline, they never would have got the logo. Same thing with George Lucas writing Star Wars. He would have never turned in the script if the studio wouldn't have been giving him money and demanded that they start shooting it. He would have just been revising it to this day. So deadlines actually make people do stuff.
Chuck, you didn't say nothing about your team, Chuck. That's why you called up here, Chuck.
But we do say stuff that happens in the ninth inning is blowing the game, where sometimes you can blow the game in the first inning.
Okay.
We've seen people blow games early.
And we've seen them. But yet we wait till the end. You're right, Chuck. Happy birthday. You say tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right, happy birthday, Chuck.
60.
60.
The big 6-0. when does it become the big? I guess any birthday you could say that, right?
Yeah, I think.
But it's got to be double digits.
Any birthday.
You can't say the big 7.
When I saw my baby girl, I said, look at Lily, big 4. I see that.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. The big 4.
The big 4?
The big, it's got big 4-0.
Oh, I agree with that, but I do say big 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, did you give her that money I sent her?
It's, you know, it's in the family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I thought about you the other day. I was like,
yeah, you know what I do with
that. I know I gave my gal a card with $5 in it.
Yeah, and I got some gas the next time. Yeah, there's a piggy bank or something. I don't know. Because people get they'll give her money for like a bank account, because you got a bank account. And then there's old school folks like you that'll give her hard cash.
Yes.
So we got to find a place to put that.
Yeah, man.
And then maybe we can someday combine the two of them. All right, Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hi, Ed.
Randy, you were an athlete in Miami, and you guys may have covered this earlier, but I'm just curious. I didn't hear your thoughts on the body cam footage with Tyreek Hill. What is your take on that whole situation?
Well, we talked about it yesterday before the body cam. And all the body cam did was confirm what I thought was going to happen. And so it was very irritating. And it's irritating the fact that people want to say, well, if he would have just did this, okay, fine, whatever. But that's not cool with me, what happened to him. And it won't be. And I just think that, you know, everything could have been de-escalated. Jonnu and Calais were just calm as hell. And this guy just kept going and kept going and kept going. And kudos to them, because I don't know, because I say this all the time, there's a certain switch and mentality you have on a Sunday, and you see that stadium and your piss is hot. And I understand that. And for them to be the way they are, for Tyreek to get up and go over there and not show his ass and shake their hand and walk away, more restraint to me.
Yeah.
But I thought that the videotape didn't. The videotape just confirmed what I already thought.
Well, now you have audio of it just being worse, like it just being more unacceptable.
Yeah.
And the police officers will probably get in trouble because it was Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But
if it wasn't
stuff like
Hill,
that happens all,
it happens
the time.
All the time.
That's what the frustration.
That's what the frustration is.
Stuff like that happens all the time, and usually it isn't to Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Usually it's to some guy.
Yes.
And then nothing happens from that. And luckily, nothing worse happened.
No.
Honestly. Because sometimes worse stuff happens as well in those stops. So, yeah, I don't know.
It was irritating.
Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
Hello.
Hi, Adam. All right, Adam. We're going to give Adam. We're going to try again tomorrow, Adam.
Hey, I'm here.
We'll try again tomorrow. Danny is in North Atlanta. We got to be ready to go.
Come on, Adam.
You call a lot. Call a lot.
You know the deal, Danny.
Danny's in North Atlanta. What's up, Danny?
I'm here, but just some comments and a question. And I'm 65, not 60. I've been following this franchise
Big
for
60
years. And let me tell you something. And that had to be one of the worst days as a Falcons fan that I've ever had.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you something. Desmond Ridder, he's got more mobility and arm strength than Cousins does. And
what's his name?
Danny,
nobody would ever argue with you about, yes, Desmond Ridder is more mobile and has a stronger arm than Kirk Cousins. Why was this game the one, though?
God, there's so many bad ones.
Yeah, there's so many bad ones.
The other comment is, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers played their guys in the preseason.
Yeah.
We did it, and I'm hearing, oh, we're scared to get hurt. You played at a high level, Randy. I just played high school football. I was never scared to get hurt. And my message is, if you're scared to get hurt, you should be playing football.
I don't think. Hold on, Danny. Hey, Danny, relax, homie.
Yeah.
The players aren't the ones saying they don't want to play. The
players aren't scared.
The players aren't scared. These are coaches and organization of the decision.
I know.
Yeah.
One comment, then the question. I'm done.
Okay.
They guarantee this guy $100 million. $100 million, and my question is, if the Falcons have a losing season, will Raheem Morris be fired? Yeah. Have a good day.
I don't think so. No. I mean, not after 1 year.
Oh, who was that again?
Danny.
Danny was hot.
Yeah, man.
Danny, it's not the player's decision not to play.
No.
I mean,
Kirk Cousins even said it. He said, I want to play. They won't let me play.
I'm a football player. Let me go play.
Every guy wants to.
Yeah.
It's probably also okay for some guys to be like, I'm fine. Not playing.
Yeah, but
it's not their decision.
We played.
It's the organization's decision.
And we didn't think about not playing, and it wasn't a running backs didn't play in the preseason back then. Like, Ricky never played. Steven Jackson didn't play. LT.
Yeah, no, there's a long history of different people not playing, but it's way more now.
Yeah, it's
and no
more.
One plays at all.
Yeah.
And then you come out, and it's no secret that September NFL football is sloppy because of that. Like, guys just aren't getting the same. And it's not only because of that. It's also, you guys used to practice twice a day.
Yes.
Now they practice once a day.
Yes.
Used to practice with pads a lot more. You're actually practicing football against one another. Also, on down the line, in college, they played much more of a style that represented the style of the NFL. In high school, it was very similar. There's a lot of different reasons why, once you get to week one in the NFL, especially with these young guys, they don't look ready to play
of
football.
I don't think a lot of the Pittsburgh Steelers defenders played. I don't know.
The reason the Falcons lost the game is not because they didn't play in the preseason.
And I wish we would. No, don't do that, Randy. I wish that would be the case that people would believe.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Yes. It would be nice if they just win week one. They won week one last year.
Yep,
they just win week one and don't play like crap every once in a while. And then we don't have to have that conversation.
Yeah, because when they started losing games, it was. When they were 2-0, the preseason, they played that one drive. It was fine.
Yeah.
But then when they started, lost a couple more games, it was like, the preseason would have got them more ready. But they were 2-0.
Yeah. Desmond Ridder was 2-0 last year with zero interceptions the first two games. And then what happened? He's not very good. So he started playing like it. And that's what you have to hope, the opposite of that happens this year. Kirk Cousins is good and plays better.
Yeah.
Because he can't play much worse than he played on Sunday. Simon is in Hiram. Hey, Simon.
Simon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Hi, Simon. Good.
All right.
"Hey, I'm 32 and I need some of Danny's energy." He said he was what, 65?
Yeah, he doubled you up.
Man,
doubled you up.
I'm sitting up here with an energy drink and some Adderall, and I still.
Be careful with that. I'm just kidding, guys.
Okay. But anyways, I know yesterday y'all was taking some calls for people to kind of vent about the Falcons' loss. I'm not going to be a big Debbie Downer. I just wanted to say, man, my Georgia Tech boys let me down. The Falcons let me down. Hell, even my two fantasy teams let me down. And I couldn't hit a parlay to save my life. Boy, Monday morning came hitting me like a freight train and all the bourbon that went down with it. So, man, I just wanted to really ask y'all if y'all ever had a weekend like where every possible team you cheered for or whatever you had going on, everything just went wrong as far as sports related. Y'all ever had that happen?
Yeah, we live in Atlanta. Most weekends.
It's rough.
Thank you, Simon.
Hey, man.
One year, the first year I did sports radio was 2008.
Uh-huh.
The Seahawks went 4-12, fired their coach. The Mariners had $100 million payroll, lost 100 games. First team to ever do that. It happens a lot now, but first time to ever do that. The Huskies went 0-12, and the Sonics left.
All in the same year?
All in the same year.
Damn.
So, yeah, I've been there.
Damn, homie.
I've been there.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Been there.
Yeah, I can't go back and track everything.
But that year was just a tough year.
I don't want to
But I got a job in sports radio.
I don't want to compete with that year.
Nah, it was a bad year. Yeah. All right, let's get the takeaway.
Yeah, I don't want to get the show
into the final stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaway of the day, everyday rapper show.
My takeaway is that I love sports, Andy. It has done so much for me and my family. But I do not ever want to be as mad about the team as Danny was just mad about the Falcons. I don't want nobody to have that kind of energy over me.
I'll tell
Danny
you
was hot.
I'll tell you this.
Yes.
Danny is not alone.
I know he's not.
There's a lot of people driving around out there the last couple days.
I just don't need that kind of energy in my life, man.
We're trying to be here for you.
Yeah, man.
We're trying to be here for you, but Danny is not alone.
Damn, man.
My takeaway of the day is that lovemaking is hereditary.
Damn right it is.
It's in your blood.
What's in your blood?
Yeah, literally.
It feels good to sauce them ribs up. You definitely don't want them buck naked.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. You can get after the Phillies back in with those young guys. And try to Walmart. Best place to buy Bush clothing.
40 is the new 40.
That's it.
It is not the new 25.
It is. 40 is 40. 40 is 40. It's what you make it.
It is, man.
I'm happy to be 40.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Not everybody is.
I'm pumped. Look at me. I'm like the happiest guy around.
He's pumped.
Look at me.
Let's not go with the pump.
Smile on my face. I'm jazzed.
Not the pump or the jazz.
I'm gassed up.
Jazz.
Stoked. What else am I? Hyped, psyched. I'm fired up. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.